Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Radio Show, where the myth breaker, Ron Ametron, will be sharing lots of wonderful information with us tonight. He's going to be talking about, as he does all the time, all the information you need to deal with alien abductions, alien mind control, parallel lives, timelines, alien implants and barcodes, entities, and lots of awful alien happenings. You have found the right place to learn more about that and, most importantly, learn how to protect and save yourself. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There is much more information there and many free healings. Today is January 7th, 2015, and now I'll welcome Ron onto the show. Hello, Ron.
Hi, so let's do a sample clearing for everybody. And let's do one for, I guess a New Year's blues, maybe. Maybe you don't feel connected all the way. Maybe you don't like this year. Maybe you feel strange living in a cloned world. That's assuming that you're human. So let's do a clearing for you. So here we go. Releasing the energies that may be upsetting you. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do that again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Let's bring up the light beam. So we'll do the first light beam, being the male energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next will be non-gender. One, two, three, four, and five. And the last one will be the female. So one, two, three, four, and five. So we'll just turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Okay, thank you so much. We're so happy to be here, and thank you for that peace energy. I'd like to start, we have quite a few emails, and I'd like to start with some that are people writing in testimonials for last Sunday's healing call, on which you brought in the coming energies of the 12 months of 2015. So, I'll start. Dear Ron, yesterday's 12 months experience call was terrific. I had a list of affirmations and intentions for each month and added to each one as the energies came in. I felt like the energy will lead me there to accomplish everything at the right time while staying peaceful and in the now. Enjoying my first jug of water today. Thank you for all you do for us. And the next one, dear Ron, thank you for yesterday's call. I so deeply felt the healing right at the beginning. I stated my request to the light beings and just relaxed and enjoyed the healing energies. Halfway through the call, I fell asleep. The best way to spend 4 hours in the world. I feel healthy and vibrant today. It was so healing. I have no regrets about not consciously experiencing the monthly energies. Thank you so much. I would have to agree with that listener. It was yesterday, because that's how they wrote those emails in. It was actually Sunday. And I guess Cindy didn't have time to get to all these emails on Monday. So another one, dear Ron, I have attended several of your New Year's calls, and this was the most powerful and profound for me. I am not psychic, but felt close to it. Each month felt unique and different. I am clearing myself using the CLS website all the time and feel strong and confident going into this year that I will be safe, productive, creative, and happy. Your generosity is very appreciated. Really enjoyed all the water charging, especially the peaceful sleep water. The 7 days of water charging also felt very powerful. I will be enjoying the healing codes in them all week. Thank you. And to keep just, we have testimonials about other subjects. I'm trying to keep the ones about Sunday's call together. There we go. Okay, that's not opening. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to have to. I'll have to skip around a little, Ron, because I want to get to all of these healing calls. As for me, it was a new experience to feel the monthly energy during the New Year's call, and it is a bit difficult to put into words what I felt. But I can say that for me, January felt neutral, February felt positive, March and April I was yawning a lot, May a little uncomfortable and yawning, June, July, August sleepy, September felt neutral and somewhat positive, October, November, December very sleepy. Possibly due to the time difference. This person is in the Czech Republic. But I'm wondering, Ron, I also found that call to be very healing. And so do you think that the people were falling asleep because, you know, it was just such a powerful healing as well as you bringing in the monthly energies?
Yeah, I would say that'd be also, you know, correct there. I found May kind of disturbing a little bit because of alien abductions, but the light ship was cleaning off energy, so we'd be getting extra clean during those months as you're doing your clearings to keep you from being abducted. And so that's how I kind of perceived what was going on a few of those months that maybe the person mentioned they're yawning a lot, normally releasing lots of energy, but remember they're feeding the energies that are, in a sense, coming in from the planets and the aliens that are coming down here. And these energies for this upcoming year is going to be quite different than all of other years. And the difference is going to be there's going to be more clones being probably brought in here, I think, or their programs will be updated. I'm sort of sensing that the clones now are going to be mimicking us. Means that if you say something, they may do like a copy of what you're saying or be agreeable and then maybe use your phrase after you leave, like a counter person working, you know, maybe at a coffee house, shop, or, you know, a teller or something like that, a clerk. So as you say things to them, they're going to be getting their database, but they are going to and it's tried to cord you mentally. Will get your human information, or they'll be talking to you more to get it so they can fit in more here. That's kind of what I perceive. And then also I can perceive that they're going to want to be attracting more humans away from here, bringing clones. So the clearings that we had, actually healing that we're going through, hence it was you're seeing what's coming here, because the months are in time. Well, you have to look at this a different way. The light ship's in the now. Light ship was, in a sense, eating what is in time. It's a little hard to talk about this because it's not exactly 100% correct. We'll just make it simple. The light ship was reading once as to what the aliens are planning to do humanity and the few of humanity that's here, maybe the 5% that's here, or maybe even less, and then the 95% or more alien clones that are here as to how they're planning to run the planet. And they need to have human consciousness here in order to have the clones take on the role of humans. Well, they're going to probably attempt to and do, I won't use the word abductions, but they're going to try to connect to your thoughts that they can make a whole race of clones behave properly. Remember, humanity here has brought forth civilization that we have here now. Just bringing clones here may not know how to anything. So this whole planet is based on humanity, the way humanity behaves here and how humanity acts and, you know, lives their life, and the clones won't know that. So they need to get more data. I see the extraction, in a sense, of the mind energy that humans have, and maybe their programs put in by the aliens going into the clones. So that's kind of what I'm seeing is going to be happening. Like I said, there'll probably be a lot more humans being abducted and taken out and clones replacing them. So back to you, Ann. So it's not, to me, a good thing, but the light ship was bringing forth energies and showing people that they will have a lot of these energies coming to them invalidated. The energies coming to humans. That's why you would see people or feel yawning or tired, because that energy taken away, alien agenda perpetrated on you, which is humanity. Back to you.
So, Ron, does that mean that, you're doing that call was a really good heads up for Creation Lightship and the light beings, so that they kind of see, took away some of it already, but also will be a little more aware of what's coming down the road?
Well, by reading what's coming down, in a sense, yeah, but I don't, we have our own life to live here, you know, so the light ship can't interfere with that, but it was showing us what is happening. Well, they're probably taking away some of the implants automatically that would be put in those months. So if there was a location for them, maybe that location was taken away and filled with peace energy. Maybe, for instance, somewhere in your body, maybe you're storing some, let's say, anger, okay? And that anger then would be where the aliens would put in the implant to run, say, the whole month of, say, September. And so the light ship then would put in peace energy there, so they couldn't attach to it. They only get you because you're in emotions, because you're thinking, bringing forth the thoughts typically of the past, and a lot of those thoughts are not necessarily a positive, I shouldn't say positive, but a lot of them are detrimental to our behavior. So our past is our reality that we experienced. If your experiences weren't very pleasant, bringing those experiences into your now, creating your future from your past. So your past is a copy of your future, and your future is a copy of your past. So the aliens can take advantage of that. That's why I say don't look back. Just move forward. Stay in the now. Forward. Don't look upon the back. Don't look upon what people have told you about readings and things like this. Who you were, what you were, what you came here to do, possibly, all this stuff, your past history means nothing. It's only you that wants to validate it, do more of your past. So stay in the now. Don't have your past control your future. In reality. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. When you said anger, for some reason, a little light came on for me. Could we have a sample of the anger clearing?
Okay, so think of when you were angry last. People are looking. I only clear one specific incident. So here we go. He's in the anger. 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5. Anger is a theme in your life, and you're upset, more than a couple times a week or whatever you think might be more than normal, then you may want to do the whole lifetime anger clearing to get residue and these things off of you, of bringing anger into your life. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, Ron. And if I could just ask something about the clones, because you said they're going to be reading our mental energy partly to learn how to be here. And I was in the grocery store the other day, and the clerk to the left of us opened up a new line and said to the woman in front of me, "Come over here," as they do. And the person in front of that lady had a lot of stuff, but she didn't move. And I said, don't you want to go over there? And oh, I was already walking towards the other line. That's it. I wasn't right behind her. And I didn't want to go ahead of her. Well, she just stood there, and she took steps towards me, so she got out of her line, and then she said no. And I said, are you sure? Because she got out of her line but stopped in the middle. And she said, I just don't know. I just don't know. So I didn't want to touch her, of course, because, you know, or I might have done that in the past, now knowing what I know, I wouldn't touch her. But I kind of guided her, you know, I kind of pulled her card a little and put her in front of me. She was totally confused by that. So when we meet these clones, should we be teaching them a little? Like, should I have said to her, when the person opens a new line, you can come over and get on the line?
Well, I don't know what to say on that one. should we be teaching the clones? Well, you know, look at it a little more deeply. What are they going to do to you as you're teaching them, okay? It might be great, and it might help them. As long as they're not connecting to you some way, you know, energetically, as you're trying to educate them. I had a caller last Saturday, which was very interesting, with the experience that he had with a clone. Mm-hmm. Imagine they just got dropped in here. So if you're interested on what it's kind of like, just go to our Saturday archive. And I'm trying to pull the date up here. Saturday would be the 3rd, January 3rd, 2015. Listen to that program. Even if you're listening to us right now on an archive, maybe you're in June or something, and you want to see what you've experienced and what you've learned as a human or even as a clone, okay? You can listen to that and go, oh, yeah, I remember being like that, you know, or wow, yeah, I've been doing this, you know, for 6 months now. I don't know, you know, what to say about, you know, should we educate them? They're in a new land, and the shits, you know, using that word, if they were your health care provider or something, you know, or you needed them to do something for you because you couldn't do it yourself. Holy smokes. Boy. Anyway. Weird, you know, just kind of an off-colored joker, you know, you say, I need a glass of water, and they go, okay, and they go outside and put the water in the water running down the street in the gutter and bring you the glass of water, you know, to them it's water, you know, so, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, you know, they're right. New here. Well, it'd be like you in a strange land trying to relate to somebody with a different language, you know, although they talk the same, but may not know what the meanings of the words are. Oh, anyway, that's kind of where we are. We'll kind of notice if they're trying, in a sense, to, well, they won't really tap your brain. You know, that's the old phrase, you know, kind of figure out where you are. They're not going to be doing that, but they're going to be listening intently, probably to you, and they may be smiling all the time. I was in a store about 2 weeks ago. I'm at the checkout counter, and there's two people behind me. And some teenagers were in there, and one teenager made out this really large, loud, like, burp, you know, like a bullfrog, you know. You probably hear him, you know, 50 feet away. And looked at the lady next to me, and she just had the same expression on her face. Didn't really say anything, you know. And I behind her said, wow, you know. And I said, well, that's just a clone, you know, because humans won't really do that. And the lady didn't even change her smile on her face. You know, it was like, yeah, you know, okay, you know, I just took him some more data. Now I know what that is, you know. But she didn't have any expressions. She just like she was a plastic person smiling. Oh, that was my experience 2 weeks ago. Do you have anything similar, Ann?
Well, you know, that one I told you, and there is an email here that we can read. Someone sent in about several different experiences she's had with clones. It's very interesting. So I had a thought, Ron. No, I don't want to. Well, I don't think this is changing the subject, but we happen to have a testimonial about the psychic billboard clearing. And I'm wondering, well, I'll read it, but also I'm wondering, might that help us with the clones? If we have a billboard like firmly in place and we know what it says, might that offer some protection, like have a bit of a shield?
Well, on your billboard, you could say that maybe you don't. Your billboard now is maybe to interact with clones, so you can change that if you feel that there's a lot of weird things happening to you and a lot of clones are coming to you because they're reading your billboard. You want to input that. The psychic billboard is great if you know where you are in your life and you want to make a change. That works normally with people living here. Could work with clones too because they're reading it also, but you probably could not use that for alien attack energy. So like if you think you're being pinpricked at night, you know, with pins, or your body jerks and jumps dead, or all of a sudden you get a strange pain in your body and you felt fine, you know, 2 seconds earlier, then you know that they're experimenting with you out on timelines. So you know some people have asked me, can I use the timeline, the billboard, I mean the psychic billboard clearing to put in there, you know, aliens be gone or something, you know, get out of my life. Well, they're not going to really obey you on that because it's more of how you're feeling and interacting with other people around you. So when they read you, want them to know that you're probably really calm and collective and you're a nice person. Maybe if you're looking for a job, you like hard work, maybe, or you like work, like easy work, you know, and naturally you like to make a lot of money, little effort, you know, something like that, you know. So that's what the psychic billboard clearing is for. If you're having troubles being stuck in your life, not knowing what to do, and you feel frustrated, you want to do the self-empowerment clearing before you do the psychic billboard. That way you can clear away a lot of your issues. But do that one typically first. And then from there, you know, if you still get pinpricks and you're jumping around and you're feeling awful and you feel upset all the time, maybe you've done a clearing and you didn't feel too good about doing the clearing after you did it, maybe had troubles, maybe you got a sore throat, maybe, or you sort of started vomiting or doing something, body started twitching. Well, that's because you're getting rid of alien programs, and you may need to go deeper. And if that's the case, then look at your parents. If they've been abducted, you may need to do a 7-generational clearing on some of this stuff, if that's possible. So always look at your parents and grandparents. See if they're under attack by the aliens. Normally, if you're under attack a lot, going a little sideways here, but if you're under attack a lot and you know the aliens got you under the microscope, then they've had your parents and grandparents just a specimen to them, and they probably maybe did artificial insemination with you or your family genetics. So they're just checking you out to see how you're working, what you can do for them. Want to try to nip that in the bud to get rid of those energies. So either do timeline crashes, maybe do thousands of them, going back probably go back to about the 1700s, which would probably be a couple of the 7-generational clearings typically. And then also from there, on that alien attack page, and leave it up continuously. And I think there's 8 options, so check out each option. Start going through those and plan to be on that clearing for probably about 6 months. Far under attack a lot, and leave it on continuously, that light being up. That may give you some relief. Eventually, figure out what to do. There's so many different options there on clearing. Well, after the first month, you may start to get the hang of it, of what race is messing with you. Or, you know, how you're being affected, what they're doing to you. So that's why that page is up. And it's helped a lot of people. I won't say it'll get rid of everything, but it it is the only thing out there that's going to actually give you some kind of relief and help. Back to you, Ann. Do you have anything to add?
No, just that I second what you're saying. That's a very powerful clearing. I try to keep that running all the time for myself. So I'll just read this testimonial, Ron, about the psychic billboard before we move on. I have some feedback for you about the psychic billboard clearing. I really understand and feel it so strongly now. People, and I guess clones too, look at us in judgment all the time. Many of them cord and curse us. If we adjust how people see us and think of us, we will be more protected. I have done this clearing before and also felt like it helped me, but now I feel and understand more deeply and I'm getting more out of it. So it is protecting, this person's correct in that it's protecting them to a degree, but not really from the alien attacks, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Another way to look at it, let's just say that happen to have lots and lots of money, okay? And so, you know, you're dressed up. Or let's just say that you go out and you go, somebody sees you who doesn't have a lot of money, and you get something that costs a lot, whatever that would be. I'll make it a little simpler. So here you go into an ice cream store, and you buy this gigantic big ice cream, right? That we'll say costs $10, and everybody else is only affording a $2 ice cream, but you get the $10 one. People will look at you. Well, this person has lots of money. They bought the $10 one, and nobody in here could even afford that, okay? So, what's your billboard saying? Your billboard is probably saying, I have lots of money. Now, naturally, that's going to draw people to you who won't like that. Well, let's just say that you're that same person. But, you know, I'm going to change that. I'm going to say that my parents gave me this money to buy the ice cream. I'm just making it, you know, going a little sideways here. Or, you know, I got this money for my birthday, and I wanted to buy a big ice cream. You're actually changing it to somebody else. If somebody else gave you this, okay? And so right away, people will read that and say, oh, this person isn't rich. They just got a birthday gift, and they decided to buy a $10 ice cream. Well, there's no more courting and no more negative energies being shot at you, okay? So that's the way to look at that. So that way they're going to realize that, you know, you're really, what word would I use here? Not really putting forth energy, making people think that you're maybe wealthier or ahead of them or more advanced or more, you know, you can use any word you want there. More knowledgeable or whatever, depends what that issue is, you see. So it goes to somebody else, and now you're an equal to them. You just got the extra $10, like for your birthday. So you can kind of extrapolate that out when you do something. And, you know, maybe you got a brand new pair of shoes that cost a lot of money, and you got it on sale, or you got it online, you know, like on eBay for $10, and they're normally $200, just say, and you wear these shoes to work, and everybody looks at you, now they're jealous. You bought this $200 pair of shoes. Well, you know, if your billboard says you got a great deal on it for $10, they're going to read that and not really care about your shoes. They'll probably go up to you and say, oh, what a great pair of shoes you got. And now they're not jealous because they already read that you got it on sale, and their psychic abilities will say, well, we'll go into that. And they'll know that without thinking about it. And then you can say, yeah, I got it on eBay for $10, you know, my eBay special. Oh, yeah, I already know about that. You know, oh, yeah, I got good buys on eBay myself. Right away, it takes away all that energy, what they couldn't have because you have it. That's kind of where I'm going with that psychic billboard, how to use it for your advantage without being courted by people. Because the psychic billboard is mainly get rid of people's courtings off of you, along with changing your life to fit in to the reality that you want to fit into. That's why you make baby steps. You put the clearing up, put down where you are now and how you want to change, and then you check it every day, even more so if you're around a lot of people, and they're going to start reading where you want to be. And from there, you keep making your baby steps. You don't put in like, you know, I'm a bum now or homeless, and I want to have a $1 million house. You know, that you don't do. You just want to keep moving forward slowly, you know, so that you're moving and people are moving with you in that consciousness. And if you need to get a job, and they're going to move with you to get that job, and then all of a sudden, energy around you is going to be that you're employable now, where before it may not have been. So that's how you use the psychic billboard to help yourself. You're just moving baby steps toward your goal. And your goal might be really large. It may take you a year to move into your goal. But you have to get people around you, live in a society of people, to get their consciousness around us so that we're able to, in a sense, rub elbows with them. And then you start meeting friends who may have more money than you have, and then they'll maybe say, oh, you can get a job over here. It pays so much more than what you're getting now. You know, and you go, oh, wow, that's great, because now you have the mindset of where they are. Oh, that's how the psychic billboard works, but you got to use baby steps on it. It could take you a while to reach your goal, but you will reach it as you keep using it. And then keep using that self-empowerment clearing. I think that lasts 6 weeks. Billboard's a month. So after you do the self-empowerment clearing, first, and then maybe do it in a couple of months, 2 or 3 months or something, you do it again to take away more blockages from you. Self-empowerment clearing is just strictly a Band-Aid to get you jump-started. Then you're going to find out where your issues are. Then you can do your whole lifetime clearings according to your major self-defeating issues that you may have preventing you from moving forward. And that's why it's up, to get jump-started into life. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And it sounds like with or without the billboard clearing, it's a good idea to be kind of neutral and kind of blend in where you go. So you don't really stand out and draw a lot of attention to yourself.
Yep.
Can you put, neutral and only on the CLS Now timeline of light on your billboard? Would that be helpful?
Well, but you won't be drawing things to you.
Okay.
So the psychic billboard is using the dark side energy of mind. And you're programming the mind energy for what you want to have, but you're putting light into it. Using your light, work with dark side energy that you're able to move forward in light on the dark side program. Much difference in the law of cause and effect, like the secret, it's completely different than that. With that, you're using the law of cause and effect, and then you have, the duality. Like a billboard, you're not dealing with duality. You're just bringing forth energies to you, and you can always change it, but it's just a way to, be able to work and move forward in your life. So that's what it's designed to do. We'll see if anybody has any questions. On the chat box here, if anybody needs something answered, since we're talking about this here a little more in detail. Back to you, Ann. Maybe we can check it in 10 minutes.
Great, yes. Great, Ron. Thanks so much. Okay, we have a couple of other testimonials. I'll move on now there. Thank you, Ron, for the alien to light and clone to light healings, as well as your suggestion to run them for ourselves through the holiday New Year period. It seems a lot of people are gone, seem lost and confused, etc. Running those really protected my family and me. That is a lot of healing for free. Thank you.
Yeah, those people, they're not people, they're clones. So you're living in a cloned reality here. And you're trying to fit into the cloned reality, unfortunately.
Do we have some clones listening right now, Ron?
I'd say probably about a third of the people listening are cloned out. It's very good. So if you feel like maybe you don't understand what we're talking about, which could be, that's one way to kind of recognize a clone. Don't have any backup data, but if you feel a little confused, I don't know what else to say, but if you have a suspicion that you used to be human, and maybe you go to your clothes closet and you look at all the clothes there and you kind of scratch your head, wonder if you ever wore them before or something, or you go out to your car and get that, you know, you had something in your trunk that was put in there, you open your trunk up and you go, gee, what's this little box in here, you know, and you open the box up, ends up being a little electric tire pump or something, you know, that you use to inflate your tires. Well, you may have bought that when you were a human, and now you look at it as, what the heck's this, you know? So if you do feel strange, that's an indication that you were cloned out. So is that bad? Well, it is bad, but that's where you are. So go in and do the a clone-to-light clearing so you can take the clone that you are now and make it human. That's the good thing. And it'll the light chip will give you a new spirit in your body, and it'll make your body human again. And right away, you're out of the alien agenda. So that's what you can do. If you are feeling a little strange, you know, that's what you can do to help yourself. Just send over a request to CLS Questions at Yahoo. And you know, be happy to send you that clearing. That'd be wonderful. So, you know, and for the humans out there, if you know of anybody that seems strange, maybe your dog or cat or something looks a little different or growls at you or has a different mannerism, maybe their bark is different now or the meow is different, then you know that they've been abducted too. And they can be abducted and they can be used. So that movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger had, you know, with the own dog quite a while ago. So, you know, that's the reality. So make your dog or cat real, along with yourself. And if you are on the fence, on the borderline, not knowing if you are cloned or not, do it anyway. Can't hurt you. So, back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Well, and you did suggest that at some point over the last few weeks to just, you know, run these on ourselves. And I have another listener commenting about that, Ron, and she has a question. Do we need to have a picture of the person we are running the clone to light, alien to light, and human animal into light clearing for?
Well, you don't really need it, but I think it would help a lot. They recognize their name. So when you put your name in, is their name going to be, you know, out there in light? It'll be in darkness. It would probably work, but I'm looking at it. It may only be 80% effective. So yeah, that iffy 20% that it may not work, okay? Only because of what alien race created them. Maybe the alien race is way in the beyondo, okay? And maybe the alien race wanted their clones to be stealth. And so there might be something missing that can make him human. So a picture would definitely help. I'd say if you can't get a picture, you know, don't get, you know, a bunch of anxieties going through. You know, if you can get a picture in a week or so, then do it then. Or take your cell phone if you have them with a camera and just snap their picture. And that would work, you know. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, so it might make it a little more intensified if you did have the picture. That's great. And then this person goes on to say, I had a first experience of seeing someone I know who I think may have gotten nabbed in this New Year's abduction period. I saw her on New Year's Eve late afternoon and then saw her yesterday for the first time since then. Her energy was flat and empty. She avoided eye contact. She seemed to want to get away from me as quickly as possible. This was a marked change from her usual warm and genuine demeanor. I ran the three clearings on her last night, but will need to repeat if a photo is necessary. So maybe this listener can get a photo of that person. It sounds like she kind of knows her.
And it sounds like you'll know how she behaves when you see her again, you know?
Right.
So, and very possibly, maybe the clone has a lot of psychic abilities, and she's reading you and wondering why you're so happy to see her. Clone doesn't know what to think on that. Or maybe the clone thinks you're going to take its energy away or something. You know, you don't know how they're programmed, you know? So that could be a really weird thing, but, you know, don't know what that program is, and it may have frightened the clone that you knew it. Maybe it didn't have much of a database. I'll just think of you. Somebody comes up to you, a stranger, and go, "Oh, how you doing? You know, like to see you. Nice seeing you again. Everything else?" You go, "Uh-oh, person hitting on me or something." You know, you know what I mean? Oh, you go, you know, run, don't walk. You know, and Charlie. You know, and then all of a sudden, that's probably what the clone's feeling. Oh, you know, the clone might feel exposed. Geez, my database is empty. I don't know what to say. This person thinks they know me, but I don't know them. And holy smokes, goodbye. No?
Interesting. That makes so much sense. Okay, we have another person. Well, first she says, "Thank you, Ron, so much for the special New Year's clearing. I am feeling so revitalized. Thank you also for the To the Light clearings. My question is, do I need to do the human-animal clearing, though I don't embody those characteristics of mean, evil, negative, etc.? Is it still good to do it anyway?" And then she adds, "I will certainly do it for my landlord."
Yeah. Well, we did the human and the dog one, or animal. Yeah, it's not that you're a human-animal, you know.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's for dogs and cats or people, you know, or humans.
Right.
It can't hurt to do yourself. If they're trying to put something on you, you know? Oh.
Right.
Maybe your left arm feels like it's a clone arm, you know, and you look at it now and you go, "Yeah, it doesn't feel quite right. It's there, but, you know, it's kind of gray looking compared to my right one or something, you know? What's going on here?" So, yeah, it's always good to do that. This will be an interesting year for sci-fi reality here, because mm-hmm. it's really going in that direction.
Right. I want to just say, Ron, before we move on from that subject, in case you're listening new this evening, Ron has given, we can still give those away, right, Ron, the links?
Yes, uh-huh.
So we have, Ron's given us three, an alien to light, clone to light, and then it's, I guess it's for animals or really special cases of people that are really negative or evil. So there are three different links, and if you send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, we will send those links out to you in case you don't have them already. And, of course, as Ron was saying, the first thing to do is run it on yourself. We have them running all the time here as well. Okay.
And, you know, like if your animal behaves different, you know, maybe you have a dog or a cat, and the cat was trained in the cat box, and the dog, you know, goes outside and stuff, and everything was great, and all of a sudden you notice that, you know, the dog's cat's peeing inside of your house someplace, and you go, "What's going on here?" You know,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it may be cloned out, and it has to go to the bathroom. It's not its fault, you know, but it doesn't have the program to go outside. So, you know, remember that. That could be what's going on. Oh, or maybe, you know, that used to meow and now it growls at you or something, you know, so you got to watch out for that one. You don't know what's in these things and who made it, you know. Created your dog's spot. It may not be spot any longer, you know. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a request. This person must know that maybe some weird energies are going on right now with the planets, and it's a request if you would clear the energies of the blood moon and Uranus off of us.
Okay, we'll do the blood moon first here. I don't know if that's coming about now or not. I know it was last year, but here
well,
we go.
Well, person did just send this in. I don't know either.
Yeah, so here we go. Blood moon release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, here we go. Venus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you. We're getting amazingly so close to the end of the show already. I feel like we've been on the air for 5 minutes. Is there anything, if you kind of read us, the people in our audience tonight, is there anything we need? We haven't done too many samples tonight.
Yeah, let's see here. Maybe I'll just do, I get like frustration. So you're human and you're noticing things are kind of out of whack here or not right. Probably frustrated and wondering what's going on. What the future is going to be like. So there could be a lot of frustration out there. So here we go. If you have a frustration going on of what you're realizing, we'll clear that. So 1, here we go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. And I was thinking also there might be some new listeners tonight, and we may have them wondering, you know, wow, what's going on in the world? May we also have a sample of the fear clearing?
Okay, so fear clearing. Think of a fear that you're having. Typically, probably be of the future of the unknown if you're worried about stuff like that. So here we go. In the moment, it doesn't make any difference. So here we go. Not in the moment, then you're reading all those articles on the net or newspapers or TV, and that's making you get upset. Probably including what we're talking about here, because it's the reality that we're dealing with, just that we're really talking about it. Solution. So here we go. Solutions are do the clearing to get into the now. Get rid of your baggage. Baggage is drawing stuff to you and abductions, etc. Aliens only want you if you have stuff. If you have baggage, emotions, and different things that allow them to take your energy and steal it. So here we go. Doing this clearing for people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, there you go. Got rid of some fear. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I see several requests have come into the email requesting the alien to light codes. Okay,
and
we have
to know more, you know, as we talk about this. You might go back, just listen to a few of the archives. I'm not exactly sure which ones to listen to. But I would probably suggest, if you have the time, maybe listen to the last month's archives. So that's probably 16 of them for a week. And kind of get your feet wet, because we probably have talked about what's going on. I'm not sure, because I don't remember them. But, you know, I'm more in the now, and I don't go back even. I don't go past probably more than a day now in the future, and I don't even go back in the past. And I know we've had archives, so if this is kind of like, you know, making you think a little bit, then go back, listen to the archives, put that time into it. Instead of watching TV, listen to it, or listen to an archive, and kind of take some notes on it. And you're going to see what we're talking about today, what we probably talked about from the past. And if nothing else, it'll help you out to kind of navigate your life, figure out what's going on here. If you don't know what's happening, and you're feeling strange being here, we can give you that answer. And the answer can help you to maintain a reality that you want to have here in the light consciousness versus the darkness. So the information is very, very powerful. Help you out, know what to do to get yourself out of these situations. Now that clones are here, more so than before, way less humans, you're going to realize that, yeah, I do understand what's going on. Now I know why interacting with people, people are strange. That's what the Doors said, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, they're just ahead of their time.
Right.
So anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we have a request for someone having a physical issue, and Ron, we didn't really announce this yet, but Ron has decided that we don't want to really get into physical issues on the radio shows. We'll just ask people to, of course, do their healings, the physically oriented ones, but also keep your physical issues till the Saturday night show when we go to the light ship. But for tonight, Ron, just to help this person out, might we have a sample of a pain body healing in case anyone is experiencing any pain in their bodies?
Yeah, I don't mind doing the pain body for people. So here we go, releasing pain. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. What I want you to do, our show's coming close to an end here. I'm going to do it one more time. I want you to try to use your intuitive awareness and kind of see where that pain came from. Maybe a person's face might show up or something like that. So here we go. Releasing pain, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy, that might help you somewhat. Let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. We're taking your thoughts, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. That way they're neutralized and you're at peace. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, we have our special conference calls coming up here this weekend. Ascension preparation Saturday. And then we do our special body rejuvenation 8-hour call on this Sunday. So we'll set you on those calls. And blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. See you later, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, Ron.